You're listening to the Story Shout Podcast, hosted by Kelsey Jones. We're a weekly podcast dedicated to destigmatizing failure and laughing at our normalcy. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Story Shout. My name is Kelsey Jones, and I'm joined here today by Casey Gillette. She is one of my friends in the marketing industry, as many of our guests have been. Casey, thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me. You're like, hey, do you have any problems you want to talk about? And I was like, oh, where do we start?
Well, so yes, of course. I mean, some people list a lot, but you listed one thing. So what's the one thing that you suck at?
Well, you know, when you asked that question, I was like, oh God, like I said, I was like, where do we start here? And I started thinking, and it just so happened that I had been painting that weekend. And what I mean is I have this entryway, right? I bought a house last year and it has a million projects. And so I put everything in a list of all the things that I need to do. And I've been pretty good about like doing them like one at a time. But with this entryway, I realized like, you know, I was like, oh man, like I can't paint it because like I don't have time to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then I did part of it and was like, oh yeah, I could also just do this much and it looks just as nice. And so I started thinking about how like I have that problem just in general where like I fail to see the process so many times and I can only see the end result and that there's no in between, right? There's no in between, but it's like, also you could do half of it and it would be just fine. And so I started thinking about it. I was like, oh my God, this relates to so many things in my life.
So do you think you like give up halfway through or do you start something and you're like, this is way more than I thought? Like you just don't think about the process.
It's kind of the opposite in that I won't do something until I think that I can do all of it. Right. So like, to me, it's like, okay, well, like I just redid like part of my house, right? And like, it was, well, I can just do this room. It never occurred to me that like I could only do like one room, right? I was like, I got to do the whole thing. But the reality is like, no, you can actually just do one part and it's fine. Like the bathroom's like a perfect example. So like, I don't want to do the whole thing. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I just won't do anything until I can like remodel it. No. I just put in a new floor. I put in a new faucet, like, and it looks lovely. But I don't think through that until someone says to me like, oh, well, you could just do this. I'm like, oh yeah. Like that makes a lot of sense.
So it's more about like all or nothing. Like you need to go all the way or you just might as well not do it at all.
Right. And like, and it's not even that like that I have that sense of like, oh, I have to go all in. It's that like my brain just doesn't like consider that there's another option. Like my brain just doesn't think like, oh, well, you know, you can only do part of this. And honestly, I do think that's partly from like just the way I do my job, right? Like you do your job and it's like, all right, well, I'm not just going to only do part of something and give it to a client, right? Like if I tell someone I'm going to do something, I'm going to do all of it. And I guess like that's just like carried over to the rest of my life. I don't know.
So does it bother you when other people don't do that, when they like don't like do the full thing or they do it in a different way than like you, your complete vision would be?
I would say it works sometimes. Yes. And that's like a hard thing to like let go of. Right? Yeah. It's like, and I have to remind myself of that all the time, like especially in the marketing space where like you can do something 20 different ways or in a lot of spaces, right? Where like, there's not just one right answer. That took me a long time to let go of, you know, just because it's not your way doesn't mean it's not the right way. But not in anything else, you know, like if someone else is doing something and, you know, it's not completely done, like that's fine. Like they're doing it at their own pace, I guess. But yeah, no, it's just me. And again, like this is something like I just realized about myself and I don't know how to fix it.
I know. Well, and I don't know if it's more of something to fix or just like even you just knowing about it is probably helpful.
Yeah. And I think so. I mean, I do think like now that I'm aware of it, like the ability to like take a step back is helpful, right? Just like in anything else, it's like, all right, well, like if I'm doing something, like, let's just think through it a little more instead of like, oh no, I don't even want to even touch it because I can't do it all.
Yeah. See, I think in this, I'm listening to you talk and I think we're the opposite because I'm someone, so my husband is like you, he's very black and white. Like if the manual says to do it this way, that's how I'm going to do it. And I am like, so the opposite. I think of like the weirdest way to do something. And the look on his face is just like, he is just puzzled. He doesn't know how my brain works.
That is perfect. That's the perfect example, Kelsey, because like I do the same thing. Like, this is so stupid. So I have an electric car and I've been really excited about this electric car. Well, there's nuances to it. And one of those nuances is that I went to leave the other day and I couldn't get the plug unplugged. So like when it's charging, it locks. And so like, I'm like reading the manual and like, I'm looking like on the internet and like, I just can't find anything. And I'm like, this is so dumb. Like how, like surely there's gotta be a way. So like, I'm basically trapped in my car for 30 minutes. And so like, it never occurred to me to just like call somebody. So like I call support and he was like, oh yeah. Like you just click this button and it unlocks. I was like, damn it.
Yeah, I could totally see that. Like I asked my husband once, I said, okay, so let's assume our driveway needs repaired and there's one like industry standard way to do it and it gets done. But then what if I come to you with like a new material where it's still done and it looks fine? He's like, which way would you pick? He was like, of course, the way that they said. And I'm like, but if the end result is the same, why does it matter? Yeah. Like, because that's not like what they recommend. And yeah. I feel like sometimes I want to buck tradition or be a rebel and not do it the way I really.
Well, I think part of it, I will say like part of it is if it's not something that I am familiar with or not something that like I consider myself very knowledgeable on, I'm much less likely to take that risk, right? Because like, even just like the painting example, I'm like, all right, well, like, you know, I read, you know, I got all my primer on. I made sure I had the right primer and I had the right paint and, you know, I have the right timing and make sure that it's not too humid out and all these things. The reality is like, it's not that hard to paint, right? Like, it's really not, like, you don't need to know all those things, but because it's not something that I consider myself like knowledgeable on, I want to follow the rules and I want to make sure that I'm like doing what they're telling me to do.
Right. Yeah. See, I just wing it. I'm like, well, it works out. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. And usually I like to control things. Like I think whenever I have anxiety, it helps me to like control things. And maybe that's why I like to do it my own way. I'm thinking that as I'm talking, like maybe, you know, I feel like I have more control if I do it my own way. But I also think sometimes like, rules and processes are set up that they've been that way for so long when you're like, well, do you really have to do it that way? Or is right. there like a different way to do it? Like with the painting, I know there's a paint out there that is a primer and a paint in one. And my husband, he would be like, no, it's always separate. I'm like, but there's this thing, it's new. Let's just give it a go. And he won't stand for it. And where would it go? What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because it's not in all elements of my life, like that control side. Like when I travel, for example, like I'm very comfortable traveling, like with no plans and not having an agenda. But like when it comes to just like things that I have to do or like other things in my life, like I need it to be like the right way. I need it to be done like the right way. And even if maybe that's what that is, it's like, to me, it's not that like, I have to get it done the way it's supposed to be done is the problem.
Yeah. Cause then I think maybe you think of it that way. Cause then it's like truly done. It's not
right.
You have no like hesitation that the project is done because you did it the right way.
That's such a good point. Yeah. That's such a good point. Yeah. You're right. Like it's done and I'm not going to have to fix it, which is the other piece, right? Or I'm not going to have to go back and do it. But you know, you talk about that process part and like, again, it's one of those things where it's like when you're so close to it, it's like you can't think any other way. And, you know, that happens all the time. Like where someone's talking about something, they're like, oh, I was doing this, this, and this. And you're like, oh, well, why don't you just do X? Right. So like, that's what I was like saying with like the bathroom. Like my friend was showing me how she put in these like laminate tiles. And I was like, oh, that's so awesome. Like, how did you do that? Like, did you do that yourself? She's like, yeah, you just like buy them and lay them down. She's like, you could do that. And then I did. And I was like, oh, wow, this is definitely much easier. But sometimes you need that outside perspective to tell you. And I think, you know, that's a lot of things in life, really. But
that's so true, because I love being the person that like is like, why do we do it that way? Like either at home or in work, like especially work, you know, if you start with a new client or start a new job and they're like, okay, these reports go out at this time, you know, this cadence every month. I'm like, well, does anybody read the reports? And usually nobody does. And I'm like, so why am the person in my role or whoever else I'm on my team doing these dumb reports that are take hours out of their week and nobody does them? But it's like,
yeah,
the status quo is set up for so long that people just don't question it and they don't want to like,
yeah.
And that works in several areas, but not always for others. Like, I think things like you said with like specific products, that makes sense. But like things like what we do professionally, yeah, sometimes it's a benefit yeah. to not like do the black and white, like easiest thing.
Right. Right. And, you know, I think, you know, I don't have any kids. And so like, I will say, like, I feel like parents have, like, people who have kids have said things like, you think you know what you're doing, and then you have kids and you're like, oh yeah, no, like this isn't the same at all. But like, my kid is my dog. And like, I had a very, like, I read all the books on what I was supposed to do, right? Like, I was like, I'm gonna get a puppy, and this is like, I'm gonna do this training method. And like, again, the thing, like, I had my like point A to point B of how we were going to get there. And like, none of that happened. Right? Like, I did some of those things, but like, it certainly didn't go as I anticipated. And even now I'm like, what the hell? Like, how are we still having to learn these things?
I know you can never prepare fully for like big life changes like that. Like whether it's getting a dog or having a kid, like, before I had a kid, I was like, oh, I'm not going to let my kid eat in my car. And then by the time he was eating solid foods, he learned to stick his hand out of the car seat so I could give him like a fry from the driver's side. Like, I have a video of him, and I don't know how old he is, like probably like 9 or 10 months, like probably too young to be doing this. But his little hand sticks out. You just see his hand. And he knew that I could give him like a puffy cereal or a fry or something. And
oh my God.
Like, everything goes out the window and you finally are living through it. And that's probably for anything that you and I are talking about, like whether it be a big project or something, like you live through it and you're like, well, do I have to do this, or this isn't working? Like, what if we try a different method? And is it a big deal to, you know, like, it's just, I don't know. My brain like starts asking questions.
I think maybe that's what I'm missing. My brain doesn't ask the questions. Like, my brain doesn't ask. It's just like, all right, well, this is what we're doing, so we got to get this. We got to get here. And again, like, I get, you know, I told you, like I'm kind of impulsive in that sense. Like, and I always have been. And like, you know, even if it's something like, so I don't enjoy shopping, right? Like, I don't enjoy the concept of like going to a mall and shopping. I don't like really like going to Target. Like, I have something that like I want, and I am going to get it like now. Mm-hmm. And so like, but that's something like I'm aware of and I've been working on. So like, what I will do is like wait a day or two, right? Like, do I still need this like 3 days later? But with some of this other stuff, I'm just not like, you just can't wait. It's like, all right, well, got to get this done this weekend. So this is how we're doing it.
Has it always worked out for you to follow a process? Like, has there ever been a time where you did it exactly and it still failed?
Oh yeah. I mean, like, consistently. But that's one thing I'll give myself credit for that. Like, that stuff doesn't bother me, right? Like, I don't really get too flustered or like angry or upset at things. So like, it's just kind of like, ah, well, that's unfortunate. I guess I have to rethink this. That's why I can be impulsive, because like the repercussions of it, I'm just like, ah, oh, well, we'll try.
Yeah. You're like more casual about it than I would think a lot of other people are.
Yeah.
Like if I put my full effort into something and it doesn't do well, and I have high expectations, I think I take it harder. Like, I'm not casual about it, because it's like, I finally have devoted time and energy to this and it's not working.
Yeah. And again, that, you know, that being said, it goes to, again, like that knowledge gap. So like, if I think I'm really good at something and I fail, that's much different than like, oh, I'm learning this. And, you know, if it doesn't work, like, oh, well, like I tried and I put my best effort into it. But if it's something I'm really good at and it fails, like I'm less cool about that.
You mean you're supposed to be nice to yourself when you're trying something?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
You're not supposed to be so mad at yourself.
That could be years and years of discussions on that. So how do you think, you just said, like, you think through things, like, how do you think through it?
I don't even know how my brain works. I don't know where I have these like sparks of inspiration or ideas to like try something else. Because for me, it comes naturally to me to think of something as like, okay, I feel like this is just how my brain works. If we were in this like 3D environment, and you see a cube that's 3D, some people just look at the cube straight on, you see one side, and I'm like, well, what's behind here? And I'm just like, I don't, and if, you know, we had someone else there that was like, look at this cube and memorize the side, I'd be someone that would say, okay, but why this side? What's on the other sides? Like, what, and I'm someone, though, if you explain to me why, I'm like, okay, got it, 100%. But it drives me nuts when people say, just do it. And it doesn't explain why. And it's like, even with home reno too, like with painting or something, if you explain, okay, you need a separate primer because X, Y, Z, and there's like proof and explanation, I'm like, okay, got it. And don't have any problem. But the minute that it's not explained to me, or they're like, just do it, we just need it this way, just do it, I'm like, you gotta tell me why.
Well, this could be right, like that whole like left brain, right brain thing. Like, you're definitely more of a creative person than I am, right? So like, and that makes a lot of sense, right? So like, when you're talking about like, you know, being, you know, you think through things differently or like visualize things, like I definitely, like, as much as I want to be consider myself a creative person, like it's just not my dominant trait. Like, I'm definitely more of an analytical person. Like, I look at like, all right, here are the three things I need to do, and here's how I'm going to get to it. And that makes a lot of sense, right? When you think about it. But like, how do I get like a middle brain? That's what I need.
I don't know if it exists.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Do you ever get sidetracked during projects?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Kelsey, all the time. And it's something that I like have to force myself to do. Like, I think maybe that's the piece, is like, because if I commit to something, I'm like, I just need to do it, because if not, I could easily be that person who has like 10 things going and isn't finishing any of them. Like, that would drive me bonkers.
That's my downfall, is like, I'm so creative that then my brain goes down crazy avenues. Like, I don't know if you've seen that meme, but there's this meme that it's this woman sitting on the ground, like playing an old Game Boy, and she has like a Mardi Gras mask on. And the meme says, like, when you start cleaning out your closet and discover like all your old toys. And that is so what happens to me. I'll like clean out a closet, or I'm going to clean up some files. And like 2 hours later go by, and suddenly I'm learning about like Machu Picchu or something. I don't know how it gets from point A to point B, but it does. And then from that, then I have another idea, and it spurns into something else. Like, it like is like a tree that expands. And that's my downfall, is it's really hard for me to stay on track and not get super distracted.
Yeah, that just like reminded me of like one of the projects I had wanted to complete. I think it was this year. I don't know. It all runs together. But I was like, okay, I want to take all of my old photos and like digitize them. Right. Yeah. And so, I mean, I had books and books and books and books and books of like photos, right? Just, you know, I mean, when I was a kid, like even just thinking about like high school to college to like, we didn't have digital cameras. So it was all actual pictures. And so like I just committed to that for like a weekend. And I probably like I bought a scanner and I spent probably 30 hours like scanning in pictures. But like that's so dumb because what I could have done is just like come home after work or something and like scanned for like 30 minutes and then done it. But like that's the perfect example. I was like, gotta do it. I said I was gonna do it, so we're just gonna do it all right now. So that's just like doing nothing on a weekend except scanning photos. Like, that's not very cool.
Yeah. Like you, so you're not good about like parsing out a task. So if you have a long-term task, you don't break it into chunks. You're like, I'm committing a full weekend to this.
Correct. But I also like thrive on procrastination. That should have been, my problem.
Episode with someone. It's really good, but yes.
Yeah. Like thrive on it. Like, you know, I will have like 2 weeks to do something and it's like 2 days before it's due. And I'm like, better get started. But are you like, to me, like, I bet like you're not a procrastinator, I bet.
Oh, I am.
Really?
Yeah. But I told, so my guest, I think her episode will go live before yours, Amalia, her and I recorded about procrastination. And I told her, she was like, but it always works out for me. And I was like, yes, agreed. But what I have learned, especially when I was freelancing full time, is I then would stop kidding myself. So for a long time, if I had a huge project, like, I don't know, like write a 10,000 word ebook or something, I would like, oh, let's break the chapters into like one chapter a week for 8 weeks or something. But I would never do it. So what I finally did is just schedule that whole big old honking thing for like one day and hate myself that one day. But I wouldn't do it otherwise. So I might as well just stop hitting myself.
Right.
I'm going to break it out and just like freaking do it. So I think you and I are the same in the fact that like, I'd rather just do the whole thing right now. And I'm really bad at like blocking, like doing a long-term task gradually.
Same. And like, I think I've definitely gotten better about like, you just like the fact that you're just like, I'm honest with myself is great. Cause like, I don't know, I've gotten better, but I'm still not good at it. Like a perfect example is I have something on my to-do list that's due in like 3 weeks. And like, I just deleted it today because I was like, you're not going to do this, right? You're not going to do that this week. So just take it off. Like, you're not going to do it.
I love that. I try to do that too. Like if I find myself pushing something off over and over again, I'm like, does this even need to be done? Mm-hmm. And am I creating work that isn't a thing and I'll delete it or a task or whatever. And then if it does need to be done, I'm like, can I just pass the baton and have someone else do it? Like, can I have like one of my team members do it instead of me?
That was actually exactly why I took it off my list. Cause I was like, I mean, I could get it done now and then it'll be done. And I was like, man, in like a week, someone else can do it. So thinking through it a little bit.
That's how we got to the top, just assigning tasks to other people.
That's right. Yeah, delegation. See, that's what I need in my life, right? Because like I said, like this isn't a work issue. This is like a personal life issue. I need like a life coach to tell me like to plan my weeks for me.
My friends and I have talked about like that we need a housewife. So like my friends that are married are like, let those sister wives had like, they know what's up because not only if you had kids, you'd split the kids' care, but then like having someone to manage your house and your personal life would be so nice. Like,
so great.
I mean, to have someone be like, all these appointments are scheduled for you. Like just show up like a, you know, a half a year dental appointment or like your annual like well women's visit or something like
right.
To have someone just tell you to go somewhere. that's the dream, yeah. I think.
It absolutely is. Like, I had to, I don't know if this is procrastination or I don't know what bucket to put this in. I needed to call this place, like, to board my dog. And, like, I've been saying for, like, weeks and weeks I'm going to do it. And I just didn't do it. And then, like, the other day I was like, all right, you have to do it because you need to board her next week. And, like, all it took was a call. And it was so simple and so fast. And it's like, why can't you do it? But, again, I would just rather have someone do that for me.
Yeah, I know. I think it's a mixture of a lot of things. Like, when you're saying that, I think of that famous article on burnout. I think it's by Anne Helen Peterson, and it's on BuzzFeed. And it talks about how millennials, like, avoid tasks like that because we're, like, so burned out from, like, thinking, like, from our jobs, from personal, yeah. Like, from all our responsibilities, from, like, society as a whole, from, like, everything that's going on in the world. Like, we put off things that literally take minutes because our brain is just can't do it. Like, there's a block there.
That makes so much sense. Like, yeah, some of my friends and I have talked about that, like, that same exact thing. Like we, especially, like, when I was in my, like, early 30s, like, I, like, around 33, I kept saying I was, like, having, like, a 33% life crisis. And I was like, how is this possible? Like, I'm only 30 years old, you know? Our whole lives are, like, being connected, right? Like, you're on all the time, and, like, there's always things you have to do. So you're exactly right. Like, little things like that where it's like, I just don't want to deal with that right now. So, like, you just keep pushing it off.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's, I don't know. I mean, and I think bigger projects, like you were talking about, like painting, those seem overwhelming as well, at least for me. Like, projects that seem the most overwhelming for me are ones, like you said, that I don't know a lot about. And I will hide from those, yeah, till I have to, absolutely have to. I think of, like a bug, like, going to hide under a rock and you lift it up and it's, like, scurrying. Like, that's, I just don't, like, the responsibility. And I'm like, oh my God, I got it. And it just, but putting it off takes more mental energy than actual energy than just doing it. And so it's not helpful, but.
But then it just feels so good when it's done. So good.
Yeah. And it's never as hard as you think.
No, it's not. No. And even, you know, when I'm talking about, like, how my lack of process, or, like, only, you know, doing things a specific way to get to the end result. Like, I'm always happy when I'm happy when it's done. But, like, it's just when you look back and you're like, oh yeah, there probably was an easier way to do this.
Yeah. Like, sometimes you make it harder on yourself if you only do it a certain way, or if you wait too long.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you just, like, really hate yourself. And then the cycle continues and you never learn anything.
Then it just keeps going. I know. Here we are.
I mean, I feel like I'm smart and I've learned so much in my life, but not how to, like, stop screwing myself over.
Surely there's studies on this, Kelsey. Surely there's someone who can tell us what we're supposed to do.
I don't know. I guess I just have to assume that, like, past Kelsey is screwing, like, current Kelsey over.
That's actually a joke that, like, I have with one of my work friends. Is like, we'll be like, ah, oh, should we do this? And we're like, let future Casey deal with it. Or, like, that's for future me.
That's what happens. And I either read or watched a YouTube video about, like, how to keep your house tidy. And one of the tips was, like, do something your future self would thank you for. And I'm like, screw that. Screw her.
I will say that's something I'm actually, like, pretty good at. I have to vacuum every day because I have a very fuzzy dog. And, like, if I don't, like, I do think, like, and I do it every day because I think about, like, if I don't do this for 3 days, like, I remember my brother was like, you could just, like, do it, like, once a week. And I was like, the thought of how bad it will be if we were to let it get to a week, like, I just can't deal with that. Like, even things like putting dishes in the sink, like, I used to, like, let them build up. And now I'm like, all right, no. Like, at the end of the day, it's all got to be out of there.
Yeah. Some stuff, it's just, like, so much easier. And I think the more you do it, like, deal with the process of whatever it is, it gets easier.
Yeah. Same thing. Like, I hate putting laundry away. Hate it. So like I force myself to do it the minute that it's out of that dryer, just put it away.
I think that's the key. I'm recording an episode of Story Shout about laundry with my cousin, which I think will be really good. But when we were talking about it, I said I've tried two approaches. I've tried like immediately, like you said, and then I've also tried not doing my laundry for a month and then doing like six loads. And that's how much I have. I know it's bad, but doing like six loads and doing it all in like 3 hours. And I don't.
And which one was better?
I think your method's way more manageable.
Because that sounds like terrible to me. If you had to put away six loads, oh my gosh.
But if you don't stay with it, it builds up. And like, this is my office. So that's like a guest bed. And so we have what we'll call Laundry Mountain. And this bed is like so full of clothes. It's like above grease, my grease.
Laundry bed. Mountain. Yeah. And same thing. Like that's easy to do. Like, you know, I have like a trunk that I'll like throw stuff on. And all of a sudden I'm like, what are you doing? Like, put it in the hamper, put it away, just do something with it. But it's just easier not to. But those are things like I had to teach myself. So maybe this problem that I'm talking about, now that I've recognized it, I can now like, I'll pull a Kelsey and start asking questions about it.
Like, does this actually need to be done?
Yeah. Yeah. This way.
Yeah. And I think that's a good thing to wrap up is like, you know, like what kind of questions can you ask yourself? I mean, whenever you're thinking about another project.
Yeah. I mean, I will say like I mentioned earlier, but like having that third party perspective has like been so key. So like a lot of times now, like before I do something, I'll say to like one of my friends, like, what do you think about this? Like, how would you go about this? You know, and that is like really helpful. Or I'll say it to like my dad or my mom or something. Right. And just see like what their input is. Cause like, you know, again, it's when you're in it, like it's for me, it's so hard to think like outside. It's just so hard to think beyond like what I've already decided I'm going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good point. Keep using your friends to help you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what they're there for.
That's what they're there for.
So, Casey, if anyone wants to talk to you about like processes or whatever else, where can they reach you online?
They can find me at co-marketing, Casey at co-marketing, or I'm on Twitter at KCG. I always say LinkedIn, but like I'm never on LinkedIn.
So, yeah.
I don't even know why. Right. Like, so yeah, Twitter or email.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And to everyone else, thank you for listening. And don't forget to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Story Shout Podcast. Don't forget to review us on iTunes and connect with us on social media at Story Shout or online at storyshout.co. Until next time, stay normal.